Welcome, everyone. It's Parkside Today on WIPZ-FM, featuring conversation with members of the UW-Parkside Learning Community. I'm John Melke, Director of Strategic Communications. It's my pleasure to welcome Dr. Peggy James, Dean of the UW-Parkside College of Social Sciences and Professional Studies, Troy Maldenauer, UW-Parkside Director of Admissions and Recruitment, and Gia Gutierrez, a bilingual admissions counselor responsible for Kenosha County, Racine County, and the Waukegan, Illinois area. Peggy, Troy, and Gia, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, John.
Thank you.
Last week, there was important news about the UW-Parkside campus in that Hispanic students now make up just over 15% of the Parkside student population. That means UW-Parkside has earned the designation as an emerging Hispanic-serving institution. A decade ago, Hispanic students accounted for about 10% of the UW-Parkside student population. Troy, was it a strategic decision for the university to increase the Hispanic population, or is the university responding to the growing Hispanic population in and around southeastern Wisconsin?
John, I think it's a combination of both. So the university has definitely looked at strategically planning to meet the needs of the region that we're located in. The region itself has a booming population of Latino students and families, and we really wanted to meet the needs within our region located in Kenosha here. But we also have a strategic plan for future growth as well. We're hoping to become a full Hispanic serving institution with 25% of our enrollment reaching that. Gia has been an instrumental piece of that strategic plan. Being bilingual and working in the admissions office, we actively recruit students from all populations, but the Hispanic population within our communities is pretty significant.
So Gia, let's ask this question. What are some of the concerns, questions that UW-Parkside recruiters hear from Hispanic students and their families when they're making that decision to pursue a college or university degree?
John, I think that's such an important question. And typically, you know, families want to make sure that their students are going to be supported on their campus. So one of the questions right off the bat, you know, is what kind of services or how are we supporting the Latino students on campus? Because it's, you know, a student can, you know, visit our campus. They are able to find out about the different programs. So it's one story to get them on campus and then to continue them and retain that student, which, you know, it's also going to be very important to maintain that student and ensure that he or she excels within their programs. So definitely, you know, I like to always share my story, share my experience as a Latino student and having graduated from Parkside, and, you know, how I felt supported, I felt welcomed, I felt that I was part of a community where I was learning, growing, and also being given a voice to be able to advocate for other Latino students. And I always like to share that experience because that resonates a lot within the community, and especially first-generation students. That definitely does, you know, say more to about what they can look forward to in a college experience here at Parkside.
Could you expand a little bit on when you use the terms you felt supported, you felt welcome? How so?
Definitely. Well, for one, I had great communication and great professional relationships with my professors. I was a student that would arrive a few minutes early or would be, you know, willing to approach my professor. And I was, you know, very familiar with our library. I was familiar with our tutoring services. I also came in through student support services. So although they meet specific requirements and, you know, they're a grant-funded program, I felt very supported, as the program itself states. And I knew that I had additional counselors and advisors that I'd be able to rely on and that would work with me and coach me along my entire 4 years. So I felt supported in that aspect. And, you know, of course, making sure, you know, that as a leader, I felt supported by student activities, being able to put together events and, you know, be part of the community within our campus that puts forward initiatives, a variety of community events. So I felt supported in that aspect and welcomed in that aspect as well.
Dr. Peggy James, what do you see as some of the benefits to UW-Parkside Latino students and the university, given that Parkside is an emerging Hispanic-serving institution?
I think it's more than just the numbers. In other words, it's not simply that we have 15% Latinos. What we have is we have an intentional set of mind that actually programs for those students as well. So the benefit is that we take that group of students seriously, that it involves additional programming, that we are involving faculty in the academic process for these students, and so that students will actually say that they're not just a number, that we actually have an intent to program for them and with them, so that it's not just a number, it's something that our students can actually benefit from by additional academic opportunities or perhaps hiring faculty that are also of Latino heritage and just providing an environment that is more intentionally surrounding them.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I was looking at a report from Ruffalo Noel Levitz the other day that shows an increase of approximately 30% in the number of Hispanic students graduating from Wisconsin high schools over the next 5 years. For each of you, how does UW Parkside plan to connect with this growing group?
Well, for this is not just a Wisconsin rise in population. This is a national trend. We're seeing students from all over the United States, students from all over the United States expressing an interest in Parkside and going to college wherever they're living. We're actually doing some additional recruitment outside of Wisconsin, but we're doing a lot of targeted recruitment in Wisconsin because of the population growth in the Hispanic community. UW Parkside is a campus that is growing. Even though there is a decline in the number of graduating seniors nationwide, Hispanic students are on the rise, and Parkside enrollment is on the rise as a result of the recruitment initiatives that we're doing. We're doing some very targeted approaches with the populations that are coming to UW Parkside, and we're really proud of that.
Myself, as one of the admissions counselors, I've been able to participate on a variety of recruitment initiatives, definitely attending a variety of bilingual college fairs, bilingual open houses, and this not only reaches students, but more importantly also reaches the entire family. So being open to having conversations about what their experience can be like on campus, of course, again, sharing my personal narrative and being able to invite them to a variety of events on campus really is a great way to initiate conversation, and those are some of the ways that we continue to foster and bring students to campus, specifically also, like Troy mentioned, targeting students that could benefit from attending Parkside and, you know, with all the great benefits of our institution.
And Parkside actually has a history of community engagement. So we've been working with K-12 with the high schools and the middle schools really for all the time that we've been here. But one of the things that we're doing with the Latino population is that we're actually trying to build a relationship with the families and the community. So we're not just going and asking people to come to Parkside or go to college in their last year of high school when they're graduating. We're working with them while they're in their entire 4 years of high school or even in the middle school, and getting families and students to try and think about the fact that college or the university is actually part of their pathway, part of their plan, and not doing it just at the very end of high school, but pretty much all the way through their academic path through K-12.
Getting to, whether it's Latino students, white students, black students, the theme seems to be getting to students earlier in their education, not waiting until they're a sophomore, junior, or senior in high school. When we're reaching out to middle school students, and if even younger students, what are some of the messages that the university takes to those students and their families at an early age? From a recruiting standpoint, what do you see, Peggy, from an academic standpoint? How do we connect with those people and those students at a younger age?
Well, from an academic perspective, what you want to do is to let people know that it's possible for them to go to college, that they can, that it's interesting, that they can do the work, that it's something that they can see themselves doing. Now, that could be with high school students, but even with middle school students, to give them the idea that they can continue to learn and it's something that they are able to do. And I think it's also important for families to actually see that as an endpoint for their children. We find that especially with Latino students, it's not just the student, it's their families that enroll in a university. So it's not just enough to convince a high schooler or a middle schooler that college is for them. What you want to do is you want to convince the family that it's for them. And additionally, you want to make the idea of a university not a strange idea, not something that is intimidating or is something that they're not comfortable with or they feel that perhaps they can't ever really navigate. So the important thing is to get them to be familiar and and comfortable with the university environment and learning way before they actually even have to come here to attend.
Within the recruitment aspect, definitely the message, you know, when I get to speak with younger students, it always revolves around the importance of course, academics, you know, making sure that we are addressing some of the issues that we're seeing with students, you know, making sure that the barrier in the future is not going to be that they weren't able to focus hard on their grades, on their core courses, ACT, you know, scores, the importance of that. And for, like Peggy mentioned, you know, for the families to also understand the importance of being able to support their students, support, you know, and motivate the students to continue, and for them to also see the value in them, you know, maybe retaking the ACT even if it costs a little bit more, right? So for them to see the long-term goal, and for the middle schoolers, definitely, you know, being able to get involved, being able to take maybe AP courses in the future, and with current freshmen in high school, you know, continuing to reiterate the same message, you know, making sure that they're staying engaged and that they're beginning the search, you know, as early as possible. So with the Latino community, that tends to be sometimes a hurdle to get over, that they do, you know, tend to start getting into looking for colleges a senior or maybe even junior year. But definitely getting them into the schools a lot earlier, and for them to see the value of starting early is what's typically the message that I focus on.
Additionally, I like what you say, Gia, is helping students prepare for getting into college. And we're seeing such an increase in the number of visitors to campus. The past 2 years, we've doubled the number of visitors to campus both years. Last year, we had over 6,000 visitors to UW Parkside. And a number of those groups that visit us were 8th and 9th graders. And it's so important for us to have the message to the students that they need to be registering for the proper classes to, you know, be academically ready for the college environment. And we also stress the importance of affordability. UW Parkside is the most affordable four-year institution in the state of Wisconsin, and we want our students to be able to leave UW Parkside knowing that they'll be able to not be in significant debt, that they're able to get jobs that are valuable to them and their families, and we're excited for that. With registering for classes, students don't often understand that they need 3 years of mathematics, 4 years of English, 3 years of social sciences, 3 years of natural sciences, and we promote that. And we do a lot of breakout sessions based on academic areas of interest, and then we also do general sessions about these are the baseline academics that you need in high school to be admitted to UW-Parkside or any institution for that matter.
Mm-hmm. So it's not the message is you can't really wait until you're a junior or a senior in high school and then go, oh, okay, what do I have to do now in order to be ready to be accepted to a college or university?
Absolutely. Most eighth graders register for their freshman year in December or January of their eighth grade year. Mm-hmm. If they're not on the proper trajectory, they may be missing out on some opportunities.
Mm-hmm. And UW Parkside is one of the UW institutions that offers a bilingual open house information session, Yo Soy Parkside, for Hispanic students and their families. Why is that bilingual experience here on campus so important?
Well, I think definitely the importance of it lies with beginning to bridge that communication, bridge that relationship. As a family, I definitely, you know, I think with the students being able to get to campus and they're able to have a different experience versus their parents being able to come into campus and seeing it for themselves. It's important because we can validate, you know, what we're saying to them by having the parents come and experience it for themselves, mm-hmm. being able to get the information and hear it from someone who also, you know, went through a similar experience and becoming, you know, have graduated from Parkside. It's very meaningful for the families. It gets them to go beyond and explore a campus. Many of the local community members that are Latino have never set foot on a university within Kenosha. So I think even just providing that experience and that opportunity goes a long way for them and really continues to help and push their students to really see them walk down their halls in the future.
Can you give me an example, Gia, of maybe one particular encounter with a family or students that might stand out from the different information sessions you've been a part of?
Definitely. I had a family that visited, and it was mom and dad and, you know, their son. And their son was not too sure if he wanted to pursue his degree here at Parkside, because he was interested in maybe going further away. And he wanted to experience, you know, the full college setting, but was also a first-generation student, so didn't know exactly how to go about the whole process. But the family came, and mom right away, you know, was able to establish contact with me. You know, she expressed a little bit about some of her concerns of her son, you know, being able to go to a school that's really far away, and then some of the financial aspects as well. And, you know, I'd like to say that we did a really great job in making sure that they left our campus being well-informed and having all the information. I was able to engage the student in, you know, a further conversation and see exactly what the program that he was planning on studying. And we broke it down. We broke it down as far as the graduation requirements, because, you know, we want for families to be aware that we're not graduating students to start and, you know, maybe leave halfway through a program. We're recruiting graduates. We want students that come here to feel secure about the degree that they're seeking, and for them to know right off the bat exactly what classes would look like for them, you know, their first year. Mm-hmm. So we went ahead and we broke it down for them, and the student went ahead and applied. The student was successfully admitted, and he's now more than happy to be able to begin his journey here at Parkside locally, and to have the support from his parents, because they know that he's going to be in a place where he's welcome and where he's going to be able to, you know, develop into the professional that he can be.
Right.
I'm also excited about a story that a student and his father came to Parkside at this one of this programs. And the student had called me ahead of time and said, how can I convince my father to attend? Because I want to go to Parkside and my parents don't think I should be going to college. They can't afford it. I need to stay home, work. And he convinced his father to attend. A day after the program, I received an email from the father saying, what an amazing, supportive campus. I can't wait for my son to be part of this community. And families, by bringing families with the students to these events, they're really able to see that we are a Parkside family. We care deeply for the students, and we care about their success. As Gia said, we're recruiting graduates. We want them to come into the university and see that four-year degree down the road. And there's good opportunities for that.
Mm-hmm. And because we are an institution that serves a majority of our students are first-generation students, is it more challenging, less challenging to get families involved in the recruitment and admissions process?
I think there's a little bit of hesitation, just because with the Latino community, it's a common misconception that if you're going to go to college, you're going to inherit a huge amount of debt, and that it's the majority of, you know, of your money is going to, of the payment of your tuition is going to come from out of pocket. So I think there's a little bit of hesitancy with that, but I feel like if the first step is to engage them and have a conversation with them, after that, I think they'd be a little bit more open to be able to, you know, talk and visit. But typically, that tends to be a little bit of a hurdle to get over, because there's that common misconception, you know. And although for some students, you know, who maybe may not qualify for FAFSA, that could be the case. But I think just initiating that conversation and letting them know that, you know, it's a case by case. You know, it's not going to be a certain way for every student, that we're going to, you know, consider a variety of factors. We're, you know, definitely the financial aspect is going to be different for every student. But mm-hmm. just, you know, being able to address that topic and that conversation with them right off the bat, I think makes them feel a bit more safe or more secure that the investment that they're making is going to be worth it.
Dr. James, you also, through the College of Social Sciences and Professional Studies, you're offering a program called Descubre Parkside. And what makes that program different, similar, complementary to Yo Soy Parkside? Tell us a little bit about that.
Complementary, I think, is really the right word, is that we actually in Descubre Parkside identify and target middle school families, so students in 6th, 7th, and 8th grade and their families. So these are people who aren't necessarily ready to go to college yet, and so our programming is a little bit different than they might do in Yo Soy Parkside. It is more about how to prepare now to get ready to go to high school, as Troy was saying. There's a lot of things that students can do in middle school to prepare for high school that will get them on the right path. For instance, get it if they do well in math in middle school, they will get placed in a higher level math course in high school, which will save them time to do those extra credits for math that they might need to go into college. But you need to know that early. And I think that this is something that Descubre does. It doesn't necessarily try and recruit people as much as it does to try and get people more familiar with what a university environment is like, to be comfortable, to establish relationships. So I think complementary. I would hope that people would come to Descubre for a few years and also go to Yosoy Parkside. And indeed, we do have high schoolers who come with their families to Descubre and are sort of beginning to learn about the process that way. I think Descubre is a little bit more family-oriented than Yosoy Parkside. We make sure that families, if they want to, can come on buses and get picked up so that they don't have to necessarily navigate how to get here or to read the signs. A number of our families don't speak English, or at least don't speak it well, and are intimidated by the fact that they're not even sure where to go to when they actually get here. So for the Descubre families, we offer them transportation. It's more of a non-pressure environment where they can actually just have their questions answered. And we just had a Descubre event this last Saturday. It was very well attended. And looking at some of the responses in terms of the evaluations, what struck me most was how many people said how much they appreciated the kindness that was here at Parkside. And I think that's really important for a middle school family to say that Parkside is kind, is welcoming, that they're not afraid of the institution. And if we can do that in middle school, then by the time they're starting to think about going to college and in high school, well, we're pretty much halfway there, I think.
And so kind of the same question I asked Gia and Troy, what about a particular memory or an encounter with a family or student? What is there one that sticks out in your mind that you can share with us?
Well, actually, it wasn't from this Descubre, but from the very first one that we did, is that it wasn't one person, but we did this for the first time, and we were not sure about how it would come out, and there was a bus waiting to take people back home. And a group of them actually came up to me and pushed each other sort of ahead and said, you say it. And the person who spoke the best English, I think, said, thank you so much for having us here. My hand got pumped about 20 times because people were so, they were just so happy to be given the opportunity, because on their own, I think they probably wouldn't have done it, but wanted someone to actually come and help them learn about Parkside. So it was this sort of group, like an amoeba-like group that sort of moved up and said, you tell her. And they were all parents. They were all parents who did that. And so that made me decide that we should do it every year.
Interesting. So as the university continues to see a larger Latino student population, what does that mean in terms of, from the academic side, from planning and looking to the future for academic programs, resources? What does that process look like?
Well, for me personally, academically, as I said, I don't think it's enough just to say we have a certain percentage of students. That discounts what it really means from a qualitative sense. And what we need to think about is not just getting to that number, but how are we going to build ourselves academically and around the university in a way that actually shows that we are committed to actually being Hispanic serving. And there's more to it than just getting them here. We need to make sure, as Gia said, that they get a good education, that they become graduates, that it's a meaningful experience, and that they can go on. So what that means is that we also need to change our academic programming. And we already do have a certificate in medical Spanish, which mm-hmm. is something that is actually quite important for anybody going to the health fields. We also are working on getting more role models in terms of Latino faculty here on campus, because certainly, you know, you want to see people who are as successful that look like you. And
right.
And this has been a focus of my college, but I think across campus, is to make sure that we hire people who are role models for Latinos, meaning they have some Latino heritage themselves. We're also working on international recruitment, and I know that Gia is going to Mexico to work on recruitment, and I'm going to Colombia. And this, again, is because we're not just focused here. We want to make an environment that is as multicultural as possible and actually recruits people with Hispanic backgrounds, whether or not it be from Kenosha or Racine or Waukegan or Milwaukee, but also internationally.
Mm-hmm. And Gia, the international trip and this program, people will hear this after you have gone to Mexico and come back. But do you see in talking with students in Mexico the fact that UW-Parkside has a fairly significant Latino population? Does that make for a more meaningful connection with those students? Does it make them, or do they seem to say, oh, that might be a good place for me to go if I'm planning to study in the United States?
Certainly. I think that students from, you know, different country going into, coming into the States or, you know, experiencing the Western-like education environment, I think definitely they would want to go to a place where they're going to feel welcomed. And if students coming from, my trip is going to be focused on Mexico, Mexico City, and the city of Guadalajara. And for students, you know, if they're considering coming to Parkside, I think it's going to provide an even more welcoming environment for them to see that there's going to be other students like them that are also in the pursuit of their career. So it just continues to reiterate our constant theme of welcoming students, anybody from no matter what country or region you're coming from.
And Troy, as Director of Recruitment and Admissions, there's an emphasis by the university to reach out to different parts of the world. How does that affect your career responsibilities here, specific to what you do? Do you get involved with the international recruitment as well?
Absolutely. It's such an exciting part of my job because I get to learn about cultures all over the world and meet the students as they arrive to the institution and see the excitement that they have about studying at UW-Parkside and the United States. Two weekends ago, it was very fun because I had gotten to meet an entire group of students coming in, and this group was from Germany. And my children are very fascinated with international students. We've hosted international students in our home. So my children baked cookies for them. And on Saturday, they were all gone, so we couldn't give them to the students. So Sunday, they made a whole new batch. And on Monday, I brought them to school. And the students wrote thank yous to my children, and they want to come over and meet them and have dinner with our family. It provides such an opportunity for us to learn about culture and for the university to become a global institution. We have students from all over the world, and it provides American or domestic students an opportunity for growth, and it provides our international students for growth. So it's an exciting part of my job. Mm-hmm. I don't work just with domestic recruitment. Mm-hmm. I work with recruitment from all over the world.
So we're getting close to the end of our 30-minute time frame here, and the time always goes by much more quickly than it seems to. I guess that's a good thing. If we were all sitting here thinking, when is this program over, that probably wouldn't be the best thing for the program. But I know in addition to students and their families coming to UW-Parkside, every one of you gets met on the street by somebody because of what you do here. Somebody knows that you work at Parkside. They know that you're dean of the College of Social Science and Professional Studies. They know that you're a recruiter. They know that you're the Director of Admissions and Recruitment. And they say, why Parkside? Why should I go to Parkside? What's that 1 minute, 30-second message that you tell those people who you just meet kind of at random?
Well, it's happened to me.
And Gia, the recruiter, takes that one.
Definitely. It's happened to me a couple of times where I've had a couple of months after our Yo Soy Parkside event, there was a gentleman that called and he said, I found your business card at a Neveria, which is an ice cream shop in Kenosha. He's like, and it had information about an event. He's like, the event has already passed. He's like, but I want to get involved. He's like, I want to know more about how I can become involved within the campus. He was a professional himself, so he had some connections and he wanted to be able to also reach out to the Latino community. And, you know, right off the bat, you know, that for me was a great experience. But when I meet families, when I meet students, I always share my personal experience and how some of my Parkside years have been some of the best years of my life and how I feel supported within my position and how it's a pleasure for me to be able to talk about my experience at Parkside and how their experience could be also a memorable one for them to pursue a college degree. So it's certainly also very exciting to meet first-generation students or when I get to meet students that are out of state. And, of course, I am very much looking forward to meeting students that international students that could potentially be coming to Parkside and, you know, sharing my experience and what theirs can look like here. So it's always a very pleasant and, you know, very focused and forward-thinking conversation that I have with them.
I would just say that we are part of the community. Is that we are not just engaging with the community, we are part of the community. And so when I talk to people about them coming to Parkside, I like to start out by saying, why don't you let us come to you? Which I think is really, really important, and which is what we do, is that we don't ask people to come to Parkside unless we're actually also going out to them. Mm-hmm. And we go out to the middle schools, we go out to the high schools, we go to the community centers. We're involved with the community. So it's not as if it's a big jump for them. I would say that we're already in your community, so why don't you just kind of come to ours?
And I say that we are clearly here for the students. It's really enjoyable to walk across campus and to be late to meetings because you have so many students that are stopping to talk with you, ask you questions, and you value them and see how their classes are going, how their personal life is going, what they love about Parkside. Just on the way over here, I was a couple minutes late because a student had stopped to talk to me, and he just stood outside and was taking pictures of us just here now. And it's thrilling to see that we care so deeply for the students that we want them to invest their lives here and in their education, and they value it, and we value it as much as they do.
Well, I've enjoyed the conversation on Parkside today. Troy Maldenauer, Gia Gutierrez, Dean Peggy James, thank you very much for being with us today.
Thank you, John.
Thank you. My pleasure. Thanks.